Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Darren Adam on LBC.
03456060973. Back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Patients who don't visit their GPs for 5 years could be kicked off their doctor's lists. Well, a couple of letters after the 5 years saying, why haven't you been in touch? Are you still alive? Are you still wanting to be on the list? If you miss those two letters, then you could be kicked off the list. The BMA say that raises all sorts of issues. And I agree. 03456060973. We'll go to Steve in Basingstoke and Oliver in Battersea as well in just a few minutes. First, though, Cleveland, Ohio, for the second time in as many mornings. And LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks, as we digest the news, which is both surprising and entirely expected, that Donald Trump has become the official nominee of the Republican Party. Hi, Simon. Morning.
Hello, Darren. That is absolutely... It all took place in this very hall. Donald Trump officially become... You about that in just a second, but let me paint a picture of what I'm looking at the moment. There is a speaker talking about making America work again, but the real interest on the floor at the moment, an enormous number of cameras and people surrounding the boxing promoter Don King, who is so close to me at the moment that if I leant down I could almost run my fingers through his frizzy hair. But I won't do that. I'll talk to you instead about what's going on here. So they went through the roll call of states, they call it here, where the states vote state by state, and it was New York. They actually arranged it so that it would be New York that put Donald Trump over the top. His own son announcing that he had the delegates necessary formally to get his hands around the Republican Party's nomination. There was jubilation in the hall, and the anti-Trump delegates didn't make their displeasure particularly well known. But what's going to happen next, I think, could be extremely interesting. In about 15 minutes time, Donald Trump will be beamed into this convention on a video link from New York. I am told by people who have been in his orbit over the last several hours at Trump Tower that he was extremely unhappy about the allegations of plagiarism swirling around Melania Trump, whose speech last night echoed cadences of Michelle Obama's 2008 speech to the Democratic National Committee. He demanded answers from his staff as to how it was possible that no one had caught the fact that her speech contained elements of Michelle Obama's speech. Answers were not, I am told, forthcoming, but the point arose where Donald Trump said, okay, it's time to move on. And it is quite possible that in about 15 minutes' time, in this previously planned video link into the convention, he's going to take the unexpected step of formally accepting the party's nomination. Normally, he wouldn't do that until his big speech here on Thursday night, but I am told that he is very anxious to move the national conversation past the plagiarism allegations, past the fight that almost broke out on the floor yesterday when the anti-Trump delegates wanted to gain access to the microphones. He wants to put this convention onto a positive path, and his opportunity to do that is just under 15 minutes away.
That would be absolutely extraordinary and completely unprecedented for the reasons that you outlined. It never happened before. Is this likely to put that behind us? Because it doesn't really feel like a day in which people have been willing to put the plagiarism row behind them. Social media and Twitter have been alive with all manner of comic observations about Donald Trump's wife's speech and its similarities, let us put it like that, to a speech made by Michelle Obama 8 years ago. Is this going to work for him if that's what he does?
What?
I think he's out of alternatives. I mean, frankly, he's got to take some fairly dramatic action, because all the talk here has been about the plagiarism row today. And it's not just about the plagiarism issue. It is about the fact that the Trump campaign is very, very closely run and managed by a handful of Donald Trump's family members and top lieutenants. Indeed, I'm looking at some of them now in what passes for the royal box at this arena. They've gathered here, some of them, because there will be some Trumps appearing on the stage in a short while to talk about the economy. He needs to demonstrate that he's got a grip over this convention. And yesterday, the takeaways were anti-Trump delegates demanding an opportunity to be heard and not getting it, and Melania Trump making a speech and not proving to be his secret weapon, but in fact proving to be his embarrassment. So he's got to do what he can, and he thinks that he can do it by beaming himself into the convention tonight, accepting the nomination tonight, but then he's going to have to find a way to make people tune in on Thursday night for his big speech.
Well, he is a television producer. Let's not forget that. That is something that he actually does. He's quite well known for getting TV audiences, so he'll probably think of something. I would suggest, Simon, that we should be coming back to you in about 10 minutes' time. How does that sound?
I would love to do that. I have a fairly tight schedule myself in the next half an hour, but let me see when I can get back to you, and I'll dial back in.
What we can maybe do, Simon, is come back at least to the convention in Cleveland in 10 minutes, because I think we'd all like to hear the words that Donald Trump is going to say, beamed in as they may be from a remote location. Simon, for now, thank you very much for that.
I was just going to say, he's far more interesting than me, so you should definitely listen to him instead.
Simon, thank you for that. We will be back in touch, at least with the convention, in about 10 minutes' time to hear what Donald Trump is, to hear how he's going to say what we think he's going to say.